Hello, good morning. My name is Paul, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. This morning, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinion. So let me ask you, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work or volunteer on a political campaign?
No, I got none of that in my family.
Okay. So since you answered no to that question, sir, we can proceed with the survey. How are you doing today? Thank you for your participation.
Who are you with?
We are with Opinion Research. That's the name of the company I work for. So let's the first question. Opinion Research. Well, first question is, with which political party are you registered? And your options are Republican, Democrat, and Independent.
Independent.
Okay, thank you. As you may know, very few people actually vote in primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes now you, how you will vote in the primary elections for U.S. Senate, for the state legislature and local offices, like school board on Tuesday, August 20th. And so your options are, I am definitely going to vote. And then you have, I am very likely. Then I am somewhat likely. Then I am not very likely. What do you say?
I don't know, somewhere in between.
I am somewhat likely to vote. Yes, that one?
Yeah, sure, somewhat
okay.
Likely.
What is your main racial background?
White.
Thank you. And what is your age, if you don't mind us asking? I have a set of groups here, if you don't want to say your exact age. So we begin with between 18 and 45, between 46 and 55, between 56 and 65, between 66 and 75, and over 75.
Yeah, 26.
Thank you. And next question. Generally speaking, would you say things in your community are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
Yeah, my community is pretty good.
Okay, thank you. From the following list, which issue should your local elected officials focus on most to help you and your family? So I'm going to go down the list here, and then you can tell me which one is the most important to you and your family. We start with overdevelopment, next, housing and property insurance costs, next, hurricane and flooding preparation, next, traffic and congestion, next, abortion, next, K-12 education, next, illegal immigration, next, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries. And the last one is crime and public safety.
Rising insurance costs, inflation, and illegal immigration.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, you will now be given a list of some public officials in Florida and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or an unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or never heard of that person, you can also say that, okay? So first, we start with Donald Trump.
Negative opinion.
Would that be a somewhat or a very?
Very negative, yeah.
Thank you. Next person, Joe Biden.
Very negative.
Thank you. And the last one here, Ron DeSantis.
Also very negative.
Okay, thank you, sir. Next question. The reminder of this survey is going to focus on the issue of education in your community. From the following list, which issue should your county school board focus on most to improve K through 12 education. And so I'm going to go down the list again, and then you can tell me, okay? First one is ensuring well-qualified teachers are hired and retained. Next, increasing teacher pay. Next, allowing teachers to enforce classroom discipline. Next, increasing school choice options. Next, strengthening school safety and security measures. Next, improving the academic rating of schools. And the last one is reducing class sizes.
Qualified teachers.
Okay, thank you, sir. Next question. You will now be asked about some organizations and groups you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each of them. If you have no opinion or have never heard of them, just let me know. So the first we have here is your local PTA or PTQ.
No opinion.
Okay, thank you. Next, charter schools.
No opinion.
Thank you. Next, private schools.
I find them preferable to public nowadays.
Okay, will you say somewhat or very favorable?
I'd say somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Traditional public schools.
Unfavorable.
Would you say very or somewhat?
I'd say somewhat unfavorable, yeah.
Okay, thank you. And next, we have teachers.
I'd say somewhat favorable.
Okay, thank you. Next, we have Moms for Liberty.
I've never heard of them.
Okay.
No opinion.
Thank you. Next, we have your county school board.
No opinion.
Okay, and the last one on here is teachers' unions.
I'd say mostly very favorable.
Thank you. Moving on, thank you for staying on the line with me. We really appreciate this. Generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the job that your county school board is doing?
No opinion.
No opinion? Okay. Let me see. And how would you rate the quality of schools in your neighborhood? Would you say they are excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Yeah, I think they're good. I'd say good.
Thank you. And which of the following best describes you? Local educational issues are not of much interest to me at all. That's the first one. The second one says, although they are not top of mind concerns, I consider myself somewhat engaged and interested in educational issues facing my community. And the last one says, I consider myself extremely engaged and interested in educational issues facing my community.
Somewhat engaged.
Okay, somewhat engaged. Thank you. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? The first one says, parents should have more educational options so their children can go to schools that best serves their needs, regardless of their zip code or income. And then we have another one here. We need to better fund our public schools. While educational choice is nice, it takes money out of our public schools and gives them to wealthy private schools. Which of the two is closest to your opinion?
I don't know. That whole situation is messed up. I can't answer that one.
Okay, sounds good. Our next question. As you may know, the elections for school board are not partisan, nonpartisan, meaning the party affiliations of the candidates do not appear on your ballot. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? And we have two sentences here. The first one says, the political party affiliation of a school board candidate is not important to me. We should keep politics out of the classrooms, and I will support candidates based on their individual policies and priorities. And the second one says, the political party affiliation of a school board candidate is important because it will help me choose the candidate that best shares my values.
Nah, they should leave the party affiliation off.
So that was the first one, right?
Yeah.
The first one. Okay, thanks. And which of the following comes closer to your opinion? The first one says, many school boards meetings have become too heated and political. Parents should trust the school board members they elect and try to avoid confrontation with them. And the second one says, parents have a right to criticize their school board members if they disagree with actions they have taken. Parents are the ultimate authority when it comes to their child's education.
No answer for that one.
Okay. You will now be giving a series of issue positions that a candidate might hold. Would each make you more likely or less likely to vote for this candidate in the election for school board? If each would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. So the first one says, a candidate who wants your schools to get back to the basic of learning, reading, writing, and mathematics.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay, so that will make you much. So your options are you are much more or less likely to vote for that person. You're somewhat more likely to vote for that person.
Yeah, sure, much more likely.
Okay. The second one says a candidate who wants to increase transparency so parents can have a complete understanding of what their child is being taught in classrooms.
Yeah, much favorable.
Okay. Much. Okay. Next, a candidate who supports the parental rights and in education law that prevents elementary school teachers from teaching school sexual oriented and gender identity to young students.
Much more likely.
Okay, thank you. Next one says, a candidate who supports protecting girls' sports programs by training the participation of biological males who identify as female.
Supporting that?
Do you want me to read it again?
Yeah.
Okay, a candidate who supports protecting girls' sports programs by banning the participation of biological males who identify as female.
Yeah, much more likely.
Much more likely. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Next, it says, a candidate who supports putting uniformed police officers in every school in Florida.
Much less likely.
Much less likely. Thank you. Next, a candidate who supports increasing educational options for parents regardless of their income or zip code.
Somewhat more likely.
More likely. Okay, thank you. A candidate who supports enacting the limits term limits on school board members, meaning that school board members could only serve 2 terms or 8 years.
No answer for that one.
Okay, thank you. Next, a candidate who supports making classrooms cell phone and social media free zones during school hours.
Yeah, much more likely.
Thank you. Next, a candidate who supports increasing public school funding to put more money in the classroom and raise teacher salaries.
Yeah, I'd say somewhat more likely.
Somewhat, thank you. A candidate who wants to ban the teaching of critical race theory in our classrooms, which says America has a history of racism and white supremacy.
Yeah, I'd say much more likely.
Much more? Okay. And yeah. This is the last one here. A candidate who supports a slight increase to property taxes. I'm going to start again. A candidate who supports a slight increase to property taxes to increase teacher pay, renovate and construct new school buildings, and improve school security.
Much less likely.
Oh, much less likely. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And let's move on here. We're almost done, sir. Thank you for bearing with me. You will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for statistical purposes only, okay? How long have you lived in Florida? Five years or less, between 6 and 10, between 11 and 20 years, more than 20 years.
26 years.
Okay, more than 20. Okay, thank you. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a Democrat, I'm sorry, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
Okay, thank you. And is that a somewhat conservative or a very conservative?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. What is the last grade of formal school education you have completed?
Associates.
Okay, thank you, sir. And do you have any children or grandchildren age 18 or under who currently attend school?
No.
No? Okay. Thank you. And generally speaking, how often do you or does someone in your household check your mailbox? Every day? Not every day, but multiple times per week? About once a week? Not frequently?
Daily.
Daily, thank you. Well, sir, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Okay, you were great. Bye-bye.
All right, you're welcome.